This is an audio production of Little Camper by CampfireStoriesAndSmore.com. Little Brian is the youngest of three boys. They lived a simple enough life in a small town. His dad works an accountant, and his mom was a nurse. Of course, his brothers were constantly plotting to pick on little Brian. Other than that, they all enjoyed a nice little life. They had plenty of food on the table, warm beds to sleep in, clothes to wear, and plenty of gifts on birthdays and Christmas. Little Brian, however, never really seemed to know where to fit in. His brothers are very book smart and athletic, so naturally, they always seemed to have good report cards and were constantly hanging out with their teammates after school. Little Brian, however, brought home mediocre grades from school. He always said he hated school and he must just be dumb because he couldn't understand anything. Although he had some friends at school, they never really seemed to want to go and play outside. All they wanted to do is sit inside and play video games. One day, little Brian's teacher introduced a new student to his class. "This is little Brightfeather," said the teacher. All the students had a little chuckle at the boy's name. "Settle down now," instructed the teacher. "Little Brightfeather is from a Ojibwe tribe in northern Michigan. You guys remember where Michigan is from our geography lesson, right, class?" Everyone in class responded, "Yes, Mr. Williams." "I want you all to be kind to little Brightfeather. He's new in town and probably a little nervous and scared. You guys know what it's like to be nervous and scared, right?" "Yes, Mr. Williams," the class replied again. Soon, little Brightfeather took a seat right behind little Brian. At recess, little Brian saw little Brightfeather out in the field building a small teepee out of some sticks. Little Brian asked, "What are you doing?" "I'm building a little teepee. It reminds me of home," said little Brightfeather.
"You live in a teepee?" asked little Brian.
"Of course not," said little Brightfeather. "My grandfather would take me camping and would teach me all about the way my tribe lived."
"Cool," said little Brian. "Can you teach me?"
"Of course," said little Brightfeather. The two of them were always out in the field during recess. Little Brightfeather would teach little Brian everything his grandfather taught him about the Ojibwe culture and the way they lived. Little Brightfeather told little Brian that his grandfather said, "All you need to know, you can learn from nature. You can learn to count by practicing on counting berries on a plant or rocks on the ground. You could do math by putting some rocks together and taking them away. You can learn science by watching how the world works around you, like how a big oak tree will drop an acorn and a squirrel will bury it in the ground and another oak tree will grow from it. That's the cycle of life." For the first time in his life, little Brian seemed to enjoy learning. Little Brian always enjoyed the outdoors and never felt right inside learning from books. He liked to be outside exploring. Throughout the year, little Brightfeather and little Brian became the best of friends. One day, little Brightfeather asked little Brian if he could go on a camping trip with him and his grandfather. After lots of begging and doing all his chores, little Brian was allowed to go camping with little Brightfeather and his grandfather. While camping, little Brian was polite and listened to everything little Brightfeather's grandfather said. Little Brian picked up on everything about camping so fast, little Brightfeather's grandfather was very impressed.
"Have you ever been camping before?" asked his grandfather.
"No, sir, this is my first time," exclaimed little Brian.
"Well then, you're a natural camper," spoke little Brightfeather's grandfather.
Little Brightfeather and little Brian were out exploring in the woods later on. Little Brightfeather told little Brian that his grandfather always had a ritual at the end of each camping trip. "And tonight, because it is your first time camping, he wants to welcome you into the Ojibwe family and give you a name. This is a very big honor with our people," exclaimed Little Bright Feather. "It means you're part of our people and will be expected to learn our ways." For the first time in his life, Little Brian felt like he belonged. Later on that night, around the campfire, Little Brian and Little Bright Feather sat next to each other on the ground. Little Bright Feather's grandfather began to speak.
"Nature is our teacher, and we are its students. Everything we need to know, we can learn from nature."
Little Brian looked at Little Bright Feather and smiled.
"That's what you said he told you,"
whispered Little Brian.
"This boy," Little Bright Feather's grandfather motioned for Little Brian to join him. "This boy is truly one with nature. I can see it in his spirit. From this point forward, he will be called Little Camper."
Little Brian smiled so big. Little Bright Feather's grandfather took some smashed up berries and drew a symbol on Little Brian's forehead. When Little Brian got home, he told his family all about how Little Bright Feather's grandfather gave him a new name and welcomed him as part of the Ojibwe family. Little Brian's parents were so happy to hear him excited about something. Little Brian told them how Little Bright Feather's grandfather said everything he needed to know about, he could learn from nature. Little Brian's parents agreed with him and congratulated him on his new Ojibwe name. Little Bright Feather and Little Brian were always seen together playing outside, learning from nature. Little Brian spent so much time outside and camping in his backyard, even Little Brian's family started to call him Little Camper. From that day on, Little Brian's, or Little Camper's, grades started to improve because he started taking what lessons he learned in the classroom and going out in nature to understand them better. You just listened to an audio production of Little Camper by Campfire Stories and S'more.com.